Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
To those who fled their homes, especially those who have lost your homes, our hearts are breaking for you, and we stand with you.
The mayor offering words of support as six wildfires erupted across L.A. County. Five people killed in a wildfire in Altadena. Hundreds of thousands either evacuated or preparing to evacuate. The blaze in Pacific Palisades is the most destructive in modern L.A. history. The state funeral for former President Carter is Thursday. Under the Capitol Rotunda, admirers continue to file past Mr. Carter's flag-draped coffin. As expected, President-elect Trump went to the Supreme Court to try to stop Friday's sentencing for his hush money business fraud convictions. Former Florida cop Nathaniel Tuck draws 14 months in prison for joining other Proud Boy extremists in the Capitol riot after the 2020 election. This is ABC News. The nation continues to honor the late former President Carter, now lying in state at the Capitol Rotunda ahead of Thursday's state funeral.
A rare moment of unity in Washington. Leaders and members of Congress of both political parties joining in a service of remembrance tomorrow, the state funeral at the National Cathedral before he returns home to Plains, where he'll be buried next to Rosalynn Carter, his wife of 77 years.
ABC's Terry Moran. Prefer your coffee in the morning? There appears to be more health benefits depending on the time of day you're imbibing.
According to a new study published in the European Heart Journal, drinking that morning cup of joe may lower the risk of early death compared to drinking coffee throughout the day. Research shows morning-only coffee drinkers had a 16% lower risk of death and a 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense. We get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague, Lisa Kudrow, made news the other day when she appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 10 above, a light south breeze. Thursday, snow chances move in during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 20s. Snow will end Thursday night. Accumulations, an inch or less. Right now, it's 13.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss the president-elect's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And will AG Merrick Garland release Jack Smith's J6 report unredacted? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. So Donald Trump has two legal issues that he's dealing with right now. The first is Jack Smith wants to release. Jack Smith has produced a two-volume report on his work as special counsel in his investigations of Donald Trump's multiple crimes. One of the reports is on Donald Trump's efforts to steal the 2020 election, not just overturn it, but to actually steal it. The fake electors scheme that John Eastman came up with, as well as January 6th. That's one report. The second is Donald Trump's stealing classified documents, which are our property, the property of the United States government, you, me, and the taxpayers, stealing them from Washington, D.C., shipping them down to Mar-a-Lago, and then storing them in a bathroom that any old random spy, and a lot of random spies went through Mar-a-Lago over the first couple of years of his Mar-a-Lago residence. Could just, you know, go in. And in fact, there was a giant industrial-sized copying machine in the room with these documents. It was like open invitation. Sure, Russia, come on in, you know. And these documents had things like, you know, nuclear secrets, nuclear codes, names of spies, top secret operation. I mean, you know, it's just an intelligence nightmare. Well, Judge Aileen Cannon down in Florida, the federal judge down there that Trump appointed in the last weeks of his presidency, she basically killed that entire case and just threw the whole thing out. And so Jack Smith is saying that he can't, or the Justice Department, Merrick Garland's office, is saying that they are therefore not going to be able to release Jack Smith's report on Donald Trump stealing classified documents, because it is not an active case. There's not actually still litigation and that kind of stuff going on. On the other hand, with Trump's efforts to steal the election, the 2020 election, there's multiple cases that are still going on, and they want to release that report. And the Justice Department came out and said yesterday that they intend to release that report pending approval by the courts. Now, Trump has sued to stop this at the 11th Circuit, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, each one of the appeals courts has a single justice from the United States Supreme Court who is arguably the head. It's called the Circuit Justice. They're the Supreme Court justice who basically runs that circuit. And that justice can make unilateral decisions in many cases. And certainly in a case like this, whether or not to grant a stay, for example, it's something that the Supreme Court justice could simply step in and say, yes or no, we're going to do this. And that's what Trump is asking for. He's asking for a stay. He's not asking for the report to be killed or shredded or whatever. All he needs is for it not to be released before January 20th when he takes over the Justice Department. And then he can take the report and shred it, and we'll just never see it again. It'll just, you know, he'll classify it, and it'll just vanish into the bowels of the Justice Department. You know, like the reports on J. Edgar Hoover being gay back in the day. So, you know, which have literally never been released. So, who is the justice, the Supreme Court justice, who oversees the 11th Circuit? Who is the justice who will have the power when Trump's appeal to the 11th Circuit fails, or if it fails, if the 11th Circuit says no, if the judges of the 11th Circuit say no, Jack Smith can go ahead and release that report, Merrick Garland can go ahead and release that report about Trump trying to steal the election. What Supreme Court justice can overrule them, essentially? Well, the justice in charge of the 11th Circuit is Clarence Thomas. So I am not optimistic that we are going to see this report. I mean, you know, the Washington Post this morning, the Justice Department plans to make public part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report. Yeah, as soon as the 11th Circuit rules. But, yeah, we'll see. Stephen Chung, Donald Trump's spokesman, also released this has to do with his sentence. Now, this is, okay, so the second issue that Donald Trump is dealing with, that's the first. The second issue that Donald Trump is dealing with is that on Friday, day after tomorrow, the judge, Judge Juan Merchan in New York, his title is Supreme Court Justice, but he's actually, there's actually a Supreme Court above him. He's planning on, you know, passing judgment, basically, you know, and imposing a sentence on Trump, at which point Trump kind of super officially, I guess he's already officially a convicted felon, but then he becomes a sentenced convicted felon. And, of course, that begins the process where Trump can actually appeal it. But Trump is trying to kill the entire thing before it's even appealed. He's trying to basically get the conviction thrown out. And this effort... Stephen Chung, they've petitioned now the New York. They petitioned the New York Supreme Court, and the New York Supreme Court said, no, he can go ahead and sentence, right? That was last night. So now they're taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Chung's filing says, President Trump's team filed an emergency petition with the United States Supreme Court asking the court to correct the unjust actions by New York courts and stop the unlawful sentencing in the Manhattan DA's witch hunt. All right. The Department of Justice responded saying the limited disclosure will further the public interest in keeping congressional leadership apprised of a single... That's the Smith report. So a lot of these articles deal with both of them. But these two cases... So what the Supreme Court did said that Trump's lawyers had to, the Supreme Court should have just said, no, we're not going to involve ourselves in this, you know, whether Judge Merchan can sentence Donald Trump. But that's not what happened. What the Supreme Court said was, this was last night, they said, Trump, your lawyers have until 9:30 Thursday morning, which is tomorrow morning, to respond to this argument that the Justice Department is making that the Manhattan DA is making that this is a reasonable thing. And Trump's attorneys repeatedly cited the Supreme Court's own order about how presidents have immunity for official acts committed while they're in office. So here you have Trump trying to claim that paying off a porn star to keep that out of the news, to affect the election of 2016, was an official act, even though he wasn't yet president, because he eventually became president. And the Supreme Court going, well, yeah, that sounds like a reasonable thing. Let's see what the Justice Department has to say. Again, You know, on this one, I don't think they're trying to run out the clock. I think they're actually trying to get the court to overturn this thing, the Supreme Court. So the rubber's going to hit the road on this thing, or the lasagna's going to hit the fan probably late tomorrow afternoon or early Friday morning. So keep an eye on this. Meanwhile, the California wildfires, two people are officially dead. I'm guessing we're going to find, like we did with the Hawaii wildfires that swept through, was it Lanai? Am I remembering correctly? Or say that? It was in Maui, but it was a little, Lahai, yeah, it was this little city in the island of Maui. I'm looking at Sean here because she used to live there. That we found after the fire, when people could finally get in and look through these structures, I suspect we're gonna find a lot more dead bodies. There's just an absolutely chilling video circulating on social media right now of a couple of people with a dog in a house just filming, doing a 360 all the way around their house, showing every single window there's flames, every single window all around. And nobody knows if these people survived or not. Probably not. So, tough times. This is the second driest year or 12-month period in Los Angeles history. And, of course, you've got Republicans saying, oh, it's got nothing to do with global warming. There's no such thing as global warming. Just give the fossil fuel industry another $600 million or subsidy or $1 billion subsidy this year and everything will be fine. No, it is about global warming. I'll be right back with your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, we'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, everyone gets busy at the holidays, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work. That means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate your shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. What are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for a free trial. See how it works? See how easy it is? You'll really be impressed. That's ShipStation.com, and the code for the free trial is TOM, T-H-O-M.
I'll free them all, said the man who sinned. Day one he vows their cages will fall. Heroes he claims in their violent thrall. While justice weeps for the lives they've torn, he raises the banner of a new storm born. A call to arms, the thunder roars. He pardons the guilty, opens the doors.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Judith in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Judith, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy New Year. I adore your show.
Thank you.
Right now, I'm not feeling as positive about men as I might normally feel because of so many things that men know, that you all know why. But you are a gem.
Well, thank you.
You are one of the people who makes women believe that men are just wonderful.
Well, at least I don't think of Louise as a household appliance. You know?
I wasn't calling you about this because you said what you said a minute ago.
Yeah.
There was an article on my Apple iPhone. About a woman who, I don't know exactly what she did, but she worked in a men's club, and she wrote an article. Mm. At the end of the article, her point was that marriage, she was trying to stick up for herself, of course, that marriage was a legalized form of being a sex worker.
Yeah.
And I was taken aback, but I thought, that is an interesting concept. Certainly as interesting as household appliance, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, I think the household appliance is kind of, you know, the subtext of it is that. And you know, truth be told, I suppose different people have different levels of, shall we say, desire. And so it might be more or less consensual or sex worker-ish, depending on who the people are. But that's a whole, that's for Joy's, you know, Dr. Joy's
that's
show.
A very long topic.
Yeah.
I had an argument with a man that I worked with the day of 9/11, and we were talking about that situation, and he said something to the effect that the culture that the supposed that the people that were in the airplanes that, you know, flew into the towers came from, I don't know how the topic of women came up, was not particularly friendly to women. And I said, but then ours isn't so perfect either. And we got into an argument with the fact that there is a woman who is either raped or assaulted in America every 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, the argument was, you know, the culture that these folks come from, yes, they wear burkas, but our culture isn't perfect either. And no.
Well,
it
and
would
now,
be great if we could be fair to everybody.
Yeah, and now look at, I mean, in Texas, you had over 20,000 women who were impregnated by rapists last year who were unable to get abortions. I mean, those numbers are just breathtaking.
They are breathtaking. And I have two granddaughters, and I'm thinking, what do you say to them to protect them? I have no idea.
Well, you have to warn them about that, basically.
They're only 8 and 10, so I have a little time to think about it. But yeah, from the things that you said today, you can see why it's pretty hard to think of what you say to prepare a girl for the world.
You know, I think it's important to note that there are good men out there. There are a lot of good men out there.
There are. Well, that's why I opened with my, want you to know that I know that.
Yeah,
I know that.
There's a sizable minority of men who view women as household appliances, as sex objects, as less than human. And many of them are in management positions in business, frankly. And, you know, that's our society. You're absolutely right, Judith. I mean, you know.
I know. Well, I called to ask you if you thought that the truck that exploded in front of Trump's hotel in New Orleans was something like what you were talking about early, like number two in the revolution that we're going.
Yeah, that was in Vegas. That guy was committing suicide, but he left behind a note saying that this should be the beginning of the revolution, and now it's time to start killing Democrats. I don't think it's a shot in the war.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Judith, thanks for the call. I think that was more of a very sick man. We'll be right back. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program.
After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
To those who fled their homes, especially those who have lost your homes, our hearts are breaking for you, and we stand with you.
The mayor offering words of support as six wildfires erupted across L.A. County. Five people killed in a wildfire in Altadena. Hundreds of thousands either evacuated or preparing to evacuate. The blaze in Pacific Palisades is the most destructive in modern L.A. history. The state funeral for former President Carter is Thursday. Under the Capitol Rotunda, admirers continue to file past Mr. Carter's flag-draped coffin. As expected, President-elect Trump went to the Supreme Court to try to stop Friday's sentencing for his hush money business fraud convictions. Former Florida cop Nathaniel Tuck draws 14 months in prison for joining other Proud Boy extremists in the Capitol riot after the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th-ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense, we get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 10 above, a light south breeze. Thursday, snow chances move in during the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 20s. Snow will end Thursday night, accumulations an inch or less. Right now, it's 13.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. We'll talk about starting the new year off right with Omar the Pharmacist, and then we will talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion with attorney Roy Evans.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. It's a kind of an eternal question. Alex in Queens, New York. Hey, Alex, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Back
at you. I just want to say again, it was great meeting you and talking to you at the virtual meet and greet, my wife and I, last month early December. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah. And thanks for supporting Free Speech TV.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to get your take on this. Yesterday, CNBC had an article. Trump announces a $20 billion foreign investment to build new U.S. data centers. I don't know if you've heard about that.
It was a guy from Qatar. It was, you know, one of those,
yeah,
maybe the UAE.
From the Emirates.
And
I'm a little skeptical, obviously, with, you know, Mr. Grifter, you know, what he's going to be getting out of it. They basically, there's another guy, too, but for SoftBank,
here's another way of looking at it, Alex.
Yeah.
If Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates want to know the deep, dark secrets of everybody in America, and Trump has promised to overturn net neutrality so that, which Joe Biden put back into place, so that anybody who runs a data center can literally read every single email and know every single website that everybody clicks on, every piece of data that goes through it. What better way to basically spy on Americans than to build a data center in the United States?
Absolutely. And who knows how much he's going to make riffing off it also.
Yeah, well, it could be profitable as well. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, and also the other thing that was kind of glaring was that the it's going to be mainly in the red states where these jobs and these data centers are going to be located and created too. So
yeah,
that's
well, it's cheap labor and low regulation.
Yeah. So I appreciate your take and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks, and thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you.
All right.
Jazz in New Orleans, a perfect name. Hey, Jazz, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Frankly, I'm a little confused. I'm a lifelong Democrat. My very first interaction with politics was working on Jimmy Carter's campaign when I was just a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some however many years later, hundreds and hundreds of them, I nearly cried my eyes out at the memorial, watching the memorial yesterday.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm longing to understand the essence of the Democratic Party. I grew up in Wisconsin, and if I was still in Wisconsin, I would be Mark Pocan would be my representative.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, my representative is Troy Carter. Now, nothing against Troy, but from what I've noticed, it's like Democrats from one part of the country to the next are just there's a severe lacking of what we call democracy. It's like, yes, they don't seem to really fight on the same level as Republicans do.
Right.
We don't have to cheat in order to fight fairly and get our wins.
Yeah.
Yet it doesn't really seem like we have any real, you know, representatives or senators that understand how to.
Yeah.
You know, and well, I'd like your take on it, because
yeah.
It just seems there's something lost in the Democratic Party.
No, I get it, Jazz. And this was a change in the Democratic Party, although it's been kind of a problem since the days of Harry Truman. But it became a really big problem in large part in the 90s. And that is that a number of Democrats, it became, you know, and this was led by Bill Clinton with his new Democrats, you know, and Tony Blair did the same thing in the UK with New Labour. They basically adopted neoliberalism. They decided to go along with Reagan. And so you've got to think in terms of, you know, who are they really representing? What is their primary interest, of course, is to be a member of Congress and to be there and, you know, do the people's work, right, in quotes. But, you know, they typically have a secondary interest, and that secondary interest, you know, getting reelected is, and for some of them even getting wealthy, sometimes becomes their primary interest. I would say that you've got about half of the elected Democrats who are members at the federal level, who are members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, who don't take corporate PAC money, who are there for the right reasons and do the right thing, and they're people like Mark Pohan and Ro Khanna. You've got the other half of the elected Democrats, sadly, who are still on the take, as Bill Clinton taught them how to do back in the 90s, from big corporations and billionaires. And of course, you know, Clarence Thomas and his buddies on the Supreme Court, after being well bribed by billionaires, set these as the new rules for the game. So, you know, it's hard to play the game and win if you don't, you know, you don't fully exploit the opportunities the rules give you. And so if they want to get reelected, they want to have, you know, fat cats and big corporations on their side. And so they take their money and they act on behalf of them. So when it comes time to fight on behalf of the average person, for example, let's say you're, you know, fighting for a union, but you're in a district where Amazon is your biggest, you know, contributor, you know, the biggest economic force in the district, and they also donate to your campaigns, and Amazon hates unions, you're not going to be that, you know, Bernie Sanders type fighter for the union. And that's true of pretty much every issue.
Yeah, and the other side to that is, I was thoroughly on board when Joe Biden switched, stepped down. I felt that he did the patriotic thing.
Yeah.
And Kamala Harris did a phenomenal job with the so little time that she had.
Yeah,
but the one thing
days,
that really bothered me was, I noticed this in several elections prior. It seems like the Democrats only seem to focus on, like, the seven swing states. I'm here in Louisiana. There was not one visit when Hillary was running. There was not one visit. No rallies when Kamala was running.
This is why I want Ben Wickler back, or I want him to be the new head of the DNC, and that election will be held either in late February or early March, because he's openly saying he wants to do a 50-state strategy like Howard Dean did, which, by the way, got Barack Obama elected in 2008.
Exactly. Which, I mean, when I first moved here to New Orleans, there were thousands of people that I met that were telling me how great it was when Obama came here and, you know, rallied for the Louisiana vote.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I do believe he did win Louisiana. So it's not that it's not possible.
Yeah, in fact, I think...
Why do you leave out the states that are, you know, traditionally red and just focus on where you know you think you can win?
Well, the problem is that the Democratic Party has operated with a whole lot less financial support than the Republican Party. And going back to what I said a minute ago, half of the Democratic Party is refusing to take the corporate and billionaire money, which further cripples in some ways, arguably, the Democratic Party. I mean, there's this huge debate inside the Democratic Party about,
you know, whether to take money from these people or not, because once you do, you are beholden to them. I mean, it's hard to take somebody's money and then, you know, vote to screw them because you know that next time around they're not going to give you that money and you need that money. So this is why and this is where Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin really screwed America. I mean, sellouts, when they refused to go along with suspending the filibuster to pass the For the People Act. The For the People Act would have undone Citizens United and would have made it very hard for billionaires. It would have ended super PACs. It would have made it very difficult for billionaires to come in and buy elections on behalf of Republicans. It would have, it would have leveled the playing field. It would have returned rationality to the political arena. And it passed the House, and it had more than 50 votes in the Senate. But it required, and not one single Republican voted for it in either case, but we control both bodies. But the Republicans launched a filibuster, and in order to break a filibuster, you have to have, all of the Democrats had to vote to change the rules to end that filibuster. And Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who were both on the take from big money and from fossil fuel interests, and well, I don't know if Kyrsten Sinema was taking money from fossil fuel. I know she was taking money from other industries, particularly financial industries. But there, you had these two extraordinarily corrupt, on-the-take Democrats in the United States Senate who stabbed us all in the back. Had that law passed, I think that you would see a great purge in the Democratic Party. I think you would start seeing the corporate Democrats either become progressives or leave office and go get a job as a lobbyist, which is typically what they do, or get a job, on the board of directors of whatever industry that they were favoring before. So
I hear you. Thank you for your take on that.
Yeah, thank you, Jasmine.
I appreciate
it. I mean, this is what we've got to do is we've got the big enemy of the cancer in American politics is money, is big money. And it's not allowed in any other democracy in the advanced democracy in the world. And we've got to get this cancer out that Clarence Thomas and his buddies on the Supreme Court put into our system. We've got to get it out. Jazz, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin. for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF. They're the leading voice in the separation of church and state, and they're standing up for your rights as a non-religious freethinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, with two N's at the end. FFRF, as in, you know, Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.us/Hartman, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman with two N's on it.
Faith has stood so tall. You lived your values through it all. When others took the easy way, you chose the truth come what may. You fought for peace, you stood for right. In the darkest times, you were the light. Jimmy Carter, you've always been my hero. A voice for justice when the world was cold. You saw the future, tried to save the earth. A man of kindness, love, and endless worth. Through all the battles that you fought and won, you never wavered, always stood as one. Jimmy Carter, in everything you do, you've always been a hero. True, you warned of change, the rising heat. Try to protect us from defeat. Built solar dreams, a future bright.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Abby in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hey, Abby, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Happy New Year, Tom. And before I get to my comment, I just want to send my heart out to the folks in Southern California. I lived in Topanga for 4 years in the 80s, and it was my backyard for 10 years wrapped around that. And I see it all in the red zone right now. But anyway, speaking of Jimmy Carter, many months ago, somebody on social media posted a link to the Crisis in Confidence speech and said, you got to listen to that. It's like really relevant. So, and I had it sitting aside, and it took me till last weekend to listen to the whole thing again, and I really highly recommend it. It's been given a more derogatory name almost right away. I kind of wonder where that name came from, because he never used the word in that speech once.
That's right.
And I think it's probably one of Reagan's cronies that kind of pinned that name on it.
Who hung that name on it. And remind me of the word. I'm brain farting.
The malaise speech. I really didn't want to use that word on the radio. But
you're right.
Yep. The beginning of the speech, it was kind of like addressing contemporary topics. The end of the speech, I kind of could kind of do without some of the cheerleading for coal and some of that. But there's a part in the middle, about 10 or 15 minutes in the middle of the speech, where he addresses the crisis in confidence, people lost confidence in government in the aftermath of Vietnam and Watergate. And it's really relevant today because I think that crisis in confidence has expanded to the economic system and just broadly society itself, that just people just don't trust authority or don't have faith in anything anymore. If you do any memorials for Jimmy tomorrow, I think a good, that middle part of that speech would be something that'd be really worth playing.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out. I wasn't planning on it on the assumption that Jimmy Carter's funeral is going to be all over television, wall to wall.
Oh, yeah, probably going to be taking place during that time. Yeah,
and anybody who wants to hear that will probably just tune into television. I mean, I'll acknowledge it, but there's also going to be a lot of other news to talk about. And I wasn't planning on it.
For people that are interested, look up the Crisis in Confidence speech. It's out there. It's on, I think C-SPAN has it.
No,
has
I,
it
I listened to a good-sized clip of that just maybe 3 months ago. I don't remember why. I think we were looking for a clip to use for a fundraiser for Free Speech TV. And it was actually a damn good speech. It really was.
It sounded like his ghost was talking to us today.
Yeah, exactly. Abby, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Yeah. Jerome in Atlanta. Hey, Jerome, what's on your mind today? Jerome, listening on Sirius XM in Atlanta? Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
You know, I was just contemplating the election of Donald Trump and the fact that most convicted felons, in fact, all convicted felons, can't even carry a .22 handgun. And here's a man with the nuclear codes who's convicted of a felon.
It's ironic, isn't it?
It's very ironic, and I can't even hardly deal with it, Tom, the fact that this man is going to be president.
Yeah. I think it's, I share your, whatever the word is, shock, grief, outrage, concern. Yeah. So that's
it,
Jerome?
Thank you, Tom. I love you very much, man.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the call, and I appreciate your kind words, Jerome. Appreciate it. John in Harlem, New York. John, I think I've got 30 seconds here.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the final outrage of Trump. We are honoring tomorrow the great President Carter, who was the most ethical president of all. And to think when Trump dies, which is necessary, will he be put out in the national and in the Capitol building that he defaced? I want to think about that.
Well, he probably will be, but I don't think that he's going to get the kind of eulogy that Jimmy Carter is. But I your point is well taken, John. Thank you very much for the call, and thanks for keeping it short. I really appreciate it. It's the end of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires participation or it doesn't work. We saw this in the last election when a lot of people didn't show up to vote. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it, right? Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this.
this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Half a dozen wildfires burning in Los Angeles County. One blaze in Altadena has killed five people. A lot of people using garden hoses to try to save their places. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley pleading with them to not do that.
Our firefighters need every single ounce of water that's out there to help supply our fire hoses. We need the community to understand that when they're using water or overuse of water during active incident, that could hamper our ability to utilize the water resource that we need.
Under the Capitol Rotunda, admirers continue to file past the flag-draped coffin of former President Jimmy Carter. A formal state funeral for the 39th president is set for Thursday. After almost 2 weeks, striking ski patrollers and Utah's Park City Mountain Resort reached tentative agreement on a contract, unclear when 200 union members were to take a vote. This is ABC News.